When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. And we are coming off a very, very amazing Nintendo Direct. And so we still got more news to cover. Quite a bit of news, actually. So we're going to jump right into this thing. And we are live on Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok. So if you want to come hang out for one of the live streams, shooting for around 9:30 a.m. is going to be the news, and then around 10 a.m. Pacific is going to be NPC Live. I just had meetings today that kept me held up a little bit, so that's all. But I want to say what is up to Servant Becca. Welcome on in, guys. I see it's Gray over on TikTok, and Tyler, welcome on in. So here we go. There's a Van Shoes. Welcome, everybody. So good to see you guys. Hope everybody is as hyped as I am for all of the Nintendo stuff that has been going on. It's been a good... Nintendo fans are eating well right now. Hello, Joe. Welcome on in. Well, first up, rumor. We're gonna hit the rumor mill first and foremost, and that is, we're over at NintendoLife.com. It says Metal Gear Solid 4 and 5 and Peace Walker may be included in the Volume 2 collection. Okay, so the article says we've only just gotten confirmation that Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1 is coming to Switch on October 24th, but if a recent discovery is to be believed, we may have an idea to which games might be included in the inevitable Volume 2 collection. Now, I will say this, the moment that they showed this Metal Gear Solid collection and it said Volume 1, I'm like, yo, there's more games coming. Like, this isn't going to just stop here. We're going to be getting more games to this collection. And Servant right now is saying Metal Gear Solid 4, finally getting it off the PlayStation 3, is a win for all gamers. I will say this. Metal Gear Solid 4 is, I believe, the game that I initially tried and was completely turned off from Metal Gear and didn't ever really want to go back to it. So hopefully there's something that can get me into this series, right? Because it's not something that I've ever really cared about. I remember playing it on the NES, but other than that, it felt like the Walmart version of Sam Fisher. I was like, just give me Splinter Cell. I just enjoyed it more. I thought Splinter Cell was just more fun. But Servant is saying Josh doesn't like real games, just Nintendo games. So there you go. That may be true. But back to the article here. It says, as reported by IGN, Twitter user Nitroid has discovered that Metal Gear Solid Timeline, featured on Konami's official website, contains placeholder buttons for Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, and Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. As a reminder, the games included in Volume 1 are Metal Gear 2, Solid Snake, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, and as a bonus, Metal Gear for the NES is also included alongside Snake's Revenge. So, very, very, very cool stuff, for sure. And again, like, this is a perfect collection for me. Right now, do I get it on Switch? That, I don't know. Maybe something I pick up on my Xbox, but they're older games. They should run just fine on the Switch, and having them on the go, you know, you guys know the story. We say it all the time, right? So here's the tweets. It says the new Metal Gear Solid website added buttons to the timeline for the games in Master Collection Volume 1. But if you inspect the page, there are placeholder buttons for Metal Gear Solid 4, Peace Walker, and Metal Gear Solid 5 as well. He continues and says, while this is hardly conclusive of anything, here's some additional context for why it's suspicious. And then it looks kind of just like some code, like like almost written in like it's not necessarily code, but what's the written in like a text editor here, and it says Metal Gear portal site was heavily updated, and the addition of the history section coincides within the Nintendo Direct announcement. The timeline graphic is actually a years old static image that Konami's uses frequently but seldom changes. Here, instead of simply including the pre-existing image on the new page, they removed the game logos from the background and then replaced them with visually identical buttons. While this alone doesn't suggest that the interactive buttons are indications of future game releases, it does suggest that the new pages for these games are forthcoming. So, who knows? There's a very real chance. Like I said, as soon as I saw Volume 1, I'm like, there's got to be Volume 2, right? There has to be Volume 2. So, fingers crossed. Here's something I'm a huge fan of, and you guys have probably heard me say this numerous times, but like, anytime we can get a console that becomes that game's machine, I'm about it, right? The Wii U was definitely a Zelda machine, somewhat of a Metroid machine, right? Where we can just go to one place and be able to play all of these games. Because right now, to go play all the different Metal Gears, that's not an easy feat, right? You're probably, there's probably, I mean, maybe PlayStation has some of the games that are available, you know, via backwards compatibility and whatnot, but you know, I don't know. Servant does say, no way Metal Gear Solid 5 plays on Switch. It was one of the best looking PS4 games. So there we go. I see Hoffman is showed up as well. Welcome. Good to see you. So moving on from Metal Gear, we have Transformers. Transformers in the news says Autobots engage. Transformers Earthspark is landing on Switch this fall. Again, we're at NintendoLife.com, and it says Outright Games has announced Transformers Earthspark Expedition, a brand new 3D action adventure starring the one and only Bumblebee. There's no firm release date available at this time of writing, but is currently scheduled to launch at some point this year. Based on the Transformers Earthspark TV show, the game has been created for all ages with a particular emphasis on freedom of exploration, text legibility, control setups, and difficulty curves to ensure the younger audience will be able to enjoy the game. Now, there are a few screenshots. The game doesn't look too bad. It does not look too bad. Now, if you want to get a Transformers game on Switch, bring the War in the Fall for Cybertron Collection over. They were both 360 games. If you have an Xbox, you can pick up the War for Cybertron. It's the second game. So good, you guys. If you're a fan of combiners and any of that stuff in the Transformers universe, Grimlock, like, oh my goodness, it is worth playing. I would love to see them on Switch, honestly. It's fun multiplayer as well. It would be a great shooter to have on Switch for multiplayer. It's basically Transformers plays like Gears of War. So it's a huge win. But this, let's see here. This is from, you know, from the press release or whatever. It says Transformers Earthspark Expedition puts fans behind the wheel of the iconic hero Bumblebee as he drifts, drives, and fights his way across a new but familiar world. The game aims to faithfully recreate the environment and feel of the groundbreaking animated series. As Bumblebee sets off on his own adventure to face a mysterious threat from his past and stop the series villain, Dr. Meridian, aka Mandroid, from recovering missing pieces of an ancient technology. As part of this action-packed journey, players will be able to freely explore three massive biomes and complete quests from their Terran allies, the first Transformers robots to be born on Earth, and a new original story from the TV series. To complete his missions, Bumblebee will also fight against and alongside fan-favorite legacy Transformer bots, including Optimus Prime, Grimlock, Skullcrusher, Nova Storm, and Skywarp. Deep levels of exploration and combat reward players for undertaking multiple playthroughs as they unlock a diverse range of upgrades and abilities that allow access to previous locations and to discover secrets in previously inaccessible areas. Unlock the skills needed to take down Decepticons with spectacular ultimate attacks and customize Bumblebee by selecting a variety of engine energy trails when in vehicle mode.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This looks like it could be pretty solid, honestly. Like, it sounds like it could be a good time as long as it's executed well. The problem with Transformers games in the past, in my opinion, is that they oftentimes turn into a cash grab. They're usually tied to a movie or the TV show, and they don't seem to get the proper development time that they need. If that is not the case with this one, we could be looking at another one of few. Transformers games have always struggled. They have always, they've never, other than the war and fall of Cybertron, everything else has fallen relatively short when it comes to Transformers games. And so, I mean, I even have, there's a 360 or an Xbox One game. I believe that it was a Transformers game made by Platinum, but it was like a really repetitive game loop, and it was not all that fun to play. So fingers crossed that this Transformers game will be a win and could potentially lead to more in the future. So stay tuned for the actual release dates as we learn about them. Let's see here. The Nintendo download for June 22nd. Here we go. You guys, Pikmin 1 and 2. Are now available. They were out now at the Nintendo Direct, which was super cool. HD versions of the first two Pikmin games originally released on the Nintendo GameCube system are now available on the Nintendo Switch system. The games can be purchased individually or as a digital bundle that contains both games at a discounted price. With the inclusion of these two games on the Nintendo Switch, all four main games in the Pikmin series, 1, 2, 3, and 4, as of July 21st, are playable on one system. The Switch has become the Pikmin machine. All right, I'm here for it. Story of Seasons. I know this is a game that there's a few people in the community that really enjoy. And Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Life, launches on the 27th and it is $49.99. It says, put down roots on your new farm in the peaceful town of Forgotten Valley and forge precious memories as you weave your own generation-spanning tale of friendship, family, and farming. Bring life to land by cultivating crops and raising animals. Find love among the town's friendly folk and make lasting memories with family of your very own in this reimagining of the beloved farming classic. Start your farm on June 27th. Pre-orders are available now. So if you're a fan of farming sims, we know the Switch is, I would say the Switch is a farming sim machine as well. And there are plenty to choose from. But Story of Seasons, I know is a fan favorite and is going to be making its way to the Switch. There are a handful more. Like if we scroll, the list is extensive, guys, for games that are going to be coming out. I'm not going to go through every single one of them. You can check out you can head over to Nintendo Life and check out the article if you'd like, but there are quite a few. I think one worth noting that I saw somebody reviewing was Dr. Fetus Mean Meat Machine. Okay, it's $9.99. And it says, Dr. Fetus Mean Meat Machine provides the perfect combination of classic puzzle gameplay and hardcore platforming elements that Super Meat Boy is known for. Puzzle your way through beautiful handcrafted worlds and more than 100 puzzle levels filled with creative traps and hazards. At the end of each world, prepare for a gruesome boss fight that will provide the ultimate challenge. There we go. If you want to check out Dr. Fitz, it kind of reminds me of Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, right? Like the old Sonic puzzle game. There is an arcade archives game. Mega Blast is coming out at $7.99. It's already out. It came out on the 15th. It says, is a shooting game released by Taito in 1989 at the end of the 21st century while humanity prospers, while humanity prospers with war and famine vanquished from the earth, a series of kidnaps in which women from all over the world are taken to the dark nebula planet Zanx. Operate the Megablast, a space fighter that represents the best of Earth's scientific capabilities, and rescue the women of your planet. There has never been a more 80s piece of copy written than that for Megablast. You know what? We're going to click it. We're going to click and see if there's any kind of a picture for Megablast. Anything? No. Cover unavailable. That is too bad. I was really hoping we would get to see Megablast. So, okay, here we go. Yoshi and Kirby developer Goodfeel reveals new 3D action game for the Switch. Now, this was only announced during the Japanese Nintendo Direct and not for us. And it says a Japanese Direct Goemon-inspired announcement. And here's the article from Nintendo Life. It says Nintendo's latest direct broadcast was loaded with all sorts of announcements, but there were actually some different ones in the Japanese live stream. One highlight in particular was the reveal of Goodfeel's new 3D action game. Goodfeel, as you might recall, is the developer behind games like Yoshi's Woolly World and Kirby's Epic Yarn, and perhaps more interestingly, is its founder at Tsunobu. Ebisu, I'm not sure if I said it right, is also one of the key figures behind Konami's Goemon and Mystical Ninja series. With that in mind, let's see. Otagi Katsugeki Mamida no Bakuru Oracle Sitaru no I tried, you guys, on Switch later. That's a long name. Is already being described as a spiritual successor to the Goemon series. So kind of cool. I did see this on Twitter yesterday. Somebody threw a tweet up showing some of the gameplay. It looks pretty fun, and honestly, I hope it's one of those games that gets localized so that we get an opportunity to play it as well, because it looked pretty stellar. And I don't know if that's a series that a lot of people are familiar with, the Goemon series, but it seemed like, based on the tweet, there were a handful of people that were relatively excited about it. So there you go. Next up, another shooter. All right, we're over at MyNintendoNews.com. Korea. Quake 2 Remastered has been rated ahead of QuakeCon. So the Game Rating and Administration Committee of Korea has rated Quake 2 Remastered, which is yet to be officially announced. The same ratings board rated Quake Remastered before it was officially announced in 2021. QuakeCon runs from the 10th of August to the 13th of August in Grapevine, Texas, so it seems likely that the official announcement will be announced there. I don't know if there's any fans of Quake, but I do enjoy seeing some of these classic games make their way over to the Switch. I think it's fantastic. And, you know, we live in a time of gaming where it's like, we don't necessarily see a ton of new games. We see a lot of sequels, and we see a whole heck of a lot of remasters and remakes. But, you know, in some cases, unlike GoldenEye, could use a little extra love, but, some of these games are actually a ton of fun to go back to. And in some cases, they also include online multiplayer, and it allows us to go back and enjoy these with friends and family. And I think that's great, because there's nothing that brings a family together quite like Quake 2. All right. Based on the screenshot that we're seeing here of bodies being just dismembered, you know, what is better than a good old fashioned family Quake evening, you know? Right, chat, do you agree? Let me know. Servant does say that Nate is a huge Quake fan and ID fan. So there you go. Right, guys, nothing brings families together quite like Quake. Cryptic says, love Quake, Doom, and Unreal games. So much nostalgia. Yeah, the Unreal games were, I didn't really get into Quake until Quake 4. And honestly, if that ended up making its way over to the Switch, I'd be pretty stoked to play it again. Unreal Tournament games are my jam. Like, I loved that fast-paced shooter. I was just all about that. And so Quake 4 obviously felt right at home with that series of games. And really, I mean, it feels like, for the most part, that style of shooter has kind of gone away. So I wonder if if there is a place for a relatively new, you know, new version. And when I say new, obviously we've had Doom and that kind of scratched that itch. But the other than the multiplayer in the first one, the multiplayer in the second one got super weird from my understanding. So, you know, seeing these kind of games make their way out. And now that like Xbox has kind of got control of all this stuff, I wonder if they could do like a Doom, Quake, like Doom meets Quake kind of thing. I wonder if that would be kind of fun too. If it just mainly focused on a multiplayer aspect, I wonder if that would be interesting. And you know, and who knows, maybe Unreal wants to get in on the mix too and just kind of do like a, you know, like a 90s shooter where they just really lean into it, kind of like that cartoon Saturday morning cartoon game that's coming out. You know, they just leaned right into it. And Siri is trying to talk to me right now while I'm talking. You got to stop that. So last up, you guys, physical versions of Pikmin 1 and 2 are coming, but not until September. Okay, so I know if you guys were like me when you heard the announcement of Out Now, I know when it happened with Metroid Prime, I immediately pulled the trigger. With Pikmin 1 and 2, I'm probably going to wait, honestly, until the physical drops. I don't know that I really need to play these two games before the fourth game comes out. I think they're great, but honestly, the tweet came out from Nintendo of America showcasing that it is there is a physical version. It's just both games in one box, and I want to wait for that. Personally, I like having the physical media when it comes. Switch games are like the last thing that I really enjoy having physical media for. That being said, I'll double dip on games that I know I'm going to really play a lot. And in some cases, I've double dipped on games that don't get that much playtime, i.e. the sports games, Mario sports games. But, you know, we can talk about that later. But that being said, I was playing Mario Golf the other night before I went to bed. But Pikmin 1 and 2, again, we're seeing the thing I find the most interesting about Pikmin 1 and 2 is Nintendo is having no problem selling us GameCube games. No problem selling us GameCube games, which makes me think that it's fairly unlikely that we will see GameCube make its way over to Nintendo Switch Online. I think we may see everything they have to offer. Potentially DS games, but the problem with DS games is a lot of them need a stylus. So I don't know that they can make it happen. I'm just not sure. So, again, I will be picking this one up. Servant says, I've finally gone 100% digital except for Square and Nintendo first party. Yeah. And that's I'm kind of in the same boat. Like I don't even want to put a disc in my Series X. You know, when I initially bought the PS5, the only version available was the one with the disc. But I like when I go to pick up a PS5, I want the digital. I don't need the disc drive. The only thing the disc drive is good for me is in my living room to be able to watch some of the Blu-rays or DVDs that I don't have digitally on like Vudu or whatever. So it's crazy to watch the way, you know, I used to buy CDs and even tapes way back in the day, you know, and having a CD collection was really cool. So the Servant says GameStop has PS5s in stock and Final Fantasy 16. I mean, all I'm waiting for for the PS5 is just to have enough time to actually enjoy it. Cause right now I have too many irons in the fire, but there's a lot of things that are slowly coming together that as they do, I'm going to have more time for gaming, which will be more time for streaming those games as well. So Chrissy says, personally, I don't buy physical, I don't buy physical over the plastic consumption. So mainly digital. I got you. Yeah. I totally get it. Totally get it. And the lack of space at home. That makes sense. The convenience of just having all of your games digitally just makes sense. And the convenience alone is great. When I, the only thing for me is I got to make sure I have the, I have some games on one Switch, some games on the other Switch, and if I don't have an internet connection, they won't play. So Cryptic says, seems to be a trend of getting GameCube ports when a new mainline franchise for the Switch is coming out. But why does Nintendo play hard to get with Wind Waker and Twilight Princess? I think I know why. I think they have held those games. They've held those games back because the release cycle for the majority of their games has been pretty solid, and we've had a pretty steady stream. And I think Wind Waker and Twilight Princess would both help push systems when this new system releases in the spring. That's just my prediction, is all. And so I think holding those two back as a way to help push those sales, I think is a very real possibility. And, you know, if there weren't the rumors and seeing so many different like leaks and rumors pushing towards a new system coming out very soon, then I could see that those games would be, you know, probably coming out next year as you know, the hype for Tears of the Kingdom goes down. They could be the Zelda game that comes out next holiday. And I don't think we see any kind of a bundle with them. I think it's going to be one and then the other. And, you know, maybe there's an anniversary it falls on or something along those lines, but I don't think, I mean, and the other thing to think about with those games is they were more, at least with Wind Waker, there was far more gamepad usage than on most of these games. You know, your gamepad was your map, and you know they really utilized the dual screen on that. So I don't know. Maybe there's a little more work that needs to go into it than just the copy paste that happens with most of the Wii U ports. I'm not sure, but I do remember it. Like you could do quite a bit with the gamepad when it came to Wind Waker. So I'm assuming Twilight Princess is very similar, but I don't know. I didn't spend much time with it or any at all, if I remember correctly. So Joe says my only physical games are Animal Crossing New Horizon and Mario 3D All-Stars. And Chrissy says same for myself. I have Bowser's Fury, Animal Crossing, and Mario Kart 8. And Joe says, I wish I'd gone digital on Animal Crossing. Yeah. Yeah. That was one of those games. I'm like, I know I'm going to be spending so much time playing AC that it would not make sense to go physical. I have a physical copy, or at least I did. I think I might have sold it, but I definitely want to get it back in my collection. I try to have all first party at least at this point. So let's see, who's this? This says, something banjo, and it says I only got my Switch, so only Mario Kart and Odyssey. Hey, there you go. Nothing wrong with that. You got lots of games to add that collection, so that'll be great. But well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We're going to be doing three total NPCs today. The next one, which is going to be coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll be doing it live if you want to hang out for that, is we're going to be talking all about the Super Mario Brothers Wonder. And just kind of, I'm going to have the trailer up on repeat. We're just going to watch that a few different times, look at some of the different aspects that are in it, talk about what we like, what we dislike. And I want to hear from you guys. So make sure to tune in live for that. And we will see you all very soon. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you later.